Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, in a sense, yesterday was the beginning of Lent, but I always feel like today is the first full day of Lent. Let's take a look at the readings for today. And remembering what I ask of you, really take a look and say, what one thing could I change that would open my life more to the Lord and would lead me to help others? What's the one thing? Don't get a big long list. Just look at one thing that you could do during these 40 days. Pray about it. God will give it to you. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy." We really need to take this season seriously, brothers and sisters. This is the call for us. What is the one thing I can do? As I've said to you before, what is the one thing that I can do? "If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish." Listen to that. That is what will happen. "You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Brothers and sisters, you can ask yourself, what is something that I could do that is good for me to do but leads me to helping the lives of others? Is there something I could do? Is there some service I could give? Or is there some prayer that I could pray daily for a situation? Lord, help me to do good during Lent. Help me to take the time, Lord, to listen to you. Because he will lead you in the spirit and in truth. Let me know. Let me hear from you. If he says something to you or you sense that he's saying something to you, let me know. Because brothers and sisters, we're all in this together. We are. We're all in this together toward heaven. Every single one of us. I want to help you and I need you to help me. We want to come together before the Lord and do what the Lord has asked us to do. And so we hope in the Lord. "Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes." Brothers and sisters, you hope in the Lord. I know you do. But we can increase our hope in the Lord by reading the scriptures, taking time during this Lenten season to read the scriptures. Read the four gospels. Take that for Lent. Read the four gospels. There will be repetitions in some places or written differently, but read the four gospels. especially the Gospel of John, but read all four of them and ask the Lord, Lord, show me what you want me to pay attention to, what you want me to grow in, or what you want me to change. Help me to see. And from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 22, Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Listen to that. He told his disciples what was going to happen to him. He would be rejected by elders, chief priests, scribes, and he would be killed, and on the third day be raised. They wouldn't have understood that at the time. But he says to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Deny our own pride. Just simply serve where it's needed. Offer to help. Reach out to others. Or if you know that someone has been bedbound for a long time, perhaps what you can do during Lent is to visit them, to see them, to spend time with them, to give them encouragement. As the Lord gives it to you, give it to them. Because, brothers and sisters, he loves us. He's not wanting us to do things his way just because he likes his way. He's asking us to follow his way because it's what it leads to freedom. It leads to life and life everlasting. It leads to love beyond anything we've ever known in our lives. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how can we just fall prey to everything that this world offers us and say, oh, well, when I get to heaven, I'll talk to God about it. No, God wants us to use this life in part to live a good life and a life of good service, but helping people to draw closer to God. Helping people to desire to worship him and to follow him. That's a big part of all our lives. That's not just for the priests or for the sisters. That's for all of us. So let's open our hearts and see what it is during this Lenten season that God wants us to do. And the gospel says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. It's true. We do have to deny ourselves and take up his cross daily and follow him. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life, that is, you turn your life over to God and you do what God wants you. If you lose your life for my sake, that life will be saved. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit himself? You don't want to gain the whole world. You want to gain Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what we want. That's what we need. Brothers and sisters, I really ask you, if you're listening to this program right now, I really want to ask you, please, ask the Lord again, right now. Lord, what is it in my life that you want to help me change? Don't take on a huge thing. Just ask the Lord, show me more clearly what you want from me, and I will give it to you, that your word may flow more clearly and more freely through me. That's what we want to get the obstacles out of the way, so that those who see us can find Jesus. That's what we need. We need the Savior, because we certainly can't save ourselves. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to really make a definite decision for this Lent. What is it that I can do that will cause me to decrease and the Lord to increase in my life? I want to read a portion of a meditation that a sister, Sister Mary Jean Dorsey, wrote in the 1980s. She says, pain, sickness, troubles seem to strike senselessly and often warp the lives they touch. Why this one or that one should be singled out for suffering is more than anyone can know here or now. What we do know is that God is our Father and that he permits only those things to happen to us that are for our good. And they are indeed for our own good if we use them rightly. Offer it up is a stock phrase that will bring a smile of recognition to anyone who's ever gone to a Catholic school. It was a little phrase that in childhood could transform everything from a lost prize or a skin need to a dose of bitter medicine or the teasing of a trying companion. With older years and the sophistication of our age, it is easy to forget that life's biggest, sorest, bitterest crosses can be offered up in union with our suffering Lord just as successfully as the smaller trials of childhood. Furthermore, they can be endured cheerfully, not just as a medical measure to help our cure, but as coin for heaven. Every pain is expendable, and it is a pity to waste even the tiniest bit. Naturally, this does not mean that a person with appendicitis is expected to fold his hands and die piously without ever calling the doctor. The doctor gave us remedies, expects us to use them. But there will always be pain which no doctor can alleviate. And there will always be suffering which no remedy can cure. What is to be done with that? It is a free gift to us, she writes, like the cross thrust on Simon of Cyrene's shoulder. To grumble while we bear it will not make it any lighter nor relieve us of it. To bear the cross of suffering with regard for him who allows us to carry it is to use wisely and well a sure means to heaven. No matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter the difficulties or the challenges from material things to relationships, please, brothers and sisters, offer them. My goodness, the stroke that I had was certainly not what I expected or what I planned. For heaven's sakes, I was astonished as everybody else was. And it takes time to recover, and yet God allowed it for a purpose. And I think even though I don't clearly know all that it means, but it has something, for me, it has something to do with faith, really the exercise of faith. When you're stripped of certain things, what do I rely on? What do I turn to? I turn to my faith. But how do I live that out daily? I'm going to try and write a small book on that, and I'll be letting you know more about that in the future months, but I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, don't get into thinking, oh, God must not like me, or God doesn't care about me. Look at this or that, whatever struggle it might be. No, I know he loves me, and I know he loves you. And sometimes he puts these difficulties in our path because he can use them to bring us even closer to him. And so trust him. He is the God of mercy. Open your heart to him and ask him, how can I use this suffering in my life right now for God's glory and honor? And if you pray that way and ask that way, God's going to show you. He really will. Continue, I would encourage you to keep me in your prayers, but your prayers are certainly being helped. They help me lavishly. Thank you so much. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.